This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The crisis in Israel, the Gaza war, is also a crisis across Europe and to the United States about anti-Semitism. Always with us, never departed, but now I welcome Harry Siegel, senior editor at The City, columnist at the New York Daily News, and we're very pleased to welcome Joel Kotkin, presidential fellow in urban futures at Chapman University, executive director of the Urban Reform Institute. His new book, The Coming of Neo-Feudalism. We're now looking at, since the tragedy of 10/7, we're looking at anti-Semitism and asking hard questions never before entertained by me about whether the United States can stand up to the waves after waves of hatred being visited in the guise of pro-Palestinian or Hamas as a political organization or Hezbollah as a social organization, all kinds of euphemisms. Harry, a very good evening to you. How would you characterize the problem that Joel's going to help us with? How would you put it, Harry? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So Joel, in two recent pieces, one called Will Jews Return to the Ghetto? And the other, Why Jews Are Abandoning the Left, is looking at this very dramatic shift and how Jews are being perceived and treated over the last month now. And some of this is focused on Europe, where he recently was. And the concerns about a return to second class status that had seemed unimaginable until recently. Joel, do you want to come in from there and just talk about what you were seeing in Europe? And then we'll probably get to how this relates to what's happening in the U.S.
Good evening, sure. Professor. Good evening to you. Thank you for joining us.
In Europe, the most riveting experience I had, and I did visit the Jewish sites or related sites in France and also in Florence. But in Rome, I was in the Rome ghetto. And it happened to be the anniversary of the roundup of the Roman Jews in 1943, and it was like an armed camp. There were police all over the place with carrying some pretty nasty weapons. And what you see in Europe is that there's always been this some degree of anti-Semitism, but that the Hamas effect and the sort of the movement of the left to embrace Hamas has put Jews in a very, very negative position. And, you know, one of the things we have to recognize, the Jewish communities in Europe are all shrinking, some of them shrinking quite dramatically. There are far fewer Jews in Europe today than there were in 1945 after the Holocaust. And the climate for Jews in Europe, and I think you know, John's making a good point there, the climate in Europe is harder because part of it is in the United States, there are still more than twice as many Jews as Muslims. In France and England, it could be 5 to 10 times more Muslims. And so what you're seeing is, just the streets are just filled with people who are supporting Hamas. And then you've had this long-term process of sort of anti-Israel sentiment on the far left. And again, in the United States, it's always a little bit more awkward because so many people on the left, prominent on the left, are Jewish. That's much less the case now. It is really interesting, for instance, French Jews vote for Macron. They don't vote for socialists like they used to. British Jews used to vote Labour. Now they vote conservative. Same thing's true in Canada. There's some change that's going on now in which the forces on the right, which we've been brought up to fear, are actually more supportive. I mean, you have Meloni in Italy, you have Orban in Hungary, you have the conservatives in England being much more pro-Israel than the Labour Party. So I think what you're really seeing is a reversal in which Jews are now stuck, basically forced to support people who historically they wouldn't support. And what you're really seeing is a marginalization. That's why I make the point about there being a kind of return to the ghetto. I could easily see Jews in America and particularly in Europe just falling back on themselves, depending on their own communities for security, taking a much more defensive attitude than they would have before. I think this period where Jewish people felt free and just part of the whole American or European story, I think that we're being pushed to the margins and hopefully not too far, but I think that's what's going on.
Professor,
I think Europe is Donald Trump complained at several points about Jews not appreciating him and what he'd done in relation to Israel. And so far, the politics here haven't shifted in similar ways. There hasn't been much of a movement of Jews to the right. Do you think that may be in flux now?
I think definitely. I mean, first of all, it's not in this country, and I think in general, Jews are more comfortable moving towards the center. So there may be a lot of action in the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party. Like there are now challenges to some of the squad leaders. So there may well be that. I personally think that if, and I have no proof of this, so, you know, I mean, it's worth what you paid for it. I think if it was Nikki Haley running against Biden, I think the Jewish vote would be at least 40-45% Republican. If they run Trump, Trump is so noxious that I think a lot of Jews will not go to his stance. Plus, nobody believes that Trump actually believes in anything. So, you know, you can't feel any comfort. So I the movement is happening. I mean, it's happening in more subtle ways in America. You know, we have a 2-party system. There aren't alternative parties really. But I think that what you're seeing is, like, for instance, on the city level, Jews will support the more moderate candidates against the more radical candidates. And we have to remember, this is not a static situation. The radical wing of the Democratic Party is very much ascendant in urban areas in particular, and very ascendant on campuses. And I think this is leaving the Jewish community. And I think traditional liberals in a bit of a quandary. They don't want to support the Republicans. They certainly don't want to support Trump, but you can't endorse people who, you know, basically want you dead.
The surprise to me, Professor, is what's happening on campuses, especially our elite institutions, Harvard, Princeton, University of Pennsylvania. I hear stories, they're anecdotes, but I saw a video the other day of a demonstration on the Princeton campus. Young women with bullhorns leading chants that were unacceptable. I won't repeat them. But in any event, there wasn't a large crowd, but there was a crowd, and it was intimidating to witness it on the campus. I did not see the presence of any campus authorities or deans, no concern about what this looked like or might intimidate other students. We've had other stories from other campuses. I've not seen them. You just read about them. Is this new, Joel, or was it always there?
No, I mean, I mean, for instance, I happen to have a daughter at one of those elite campuses right now, and it's very, you know, it's terrifying for her. I never thought that. I mean, I went to Berkeley, you know, basically 50 years ago. I never thought that a daughter of mine would be worried about anti-Semitism. I wasn't worried about anti-Semitism as a college student. I don't know if Harry felt this had the same experience, but. Now, at a place like Sarah Lawrence, some of the professors are basically openly pro-Hamas. A lot of the students, and one of the great ironies about this is, as my daughter pointed out to me, the leaders are very often, you know, people from the trans community, and she said, "I wonder how long they would last in Gaza." I don't think very long. So I think it's become a real problem. And the big problem is it's so embedded now, particularly in poli-sci, sociology, English, that it's almost, you know, there's no way of changing it within the current structure. And what we've been discussing is how to create a new structure, which is not just about opposing anti-Semitism, but embracing the basic, you know, small L liberal tradition, which has been under assault at universities now for at least 20 to 30 years.
We're speaking with Joel Kotkin, presidential fellow at Urban Futures at Chapman University, executive director of the Urban Reform Institute. Harry Siegel, my colleague and co-host of The City, an online journal, and the New York Daily News columnist. When we come back, what is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.